When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Things are going so great for the Eagles. Now, unfortunately, we saw the news yesterday that Dallas Goedert's going to miss some time. I know Jeff McClain reported it. Here's McClain's tweet. McClain said after an MRI, Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert's knee injury will likely sideline him on a week-to-week basis, an NFL source said. Goedert could be a candidate for short-term IR based on his recovery, but the injury is not season-ending. So not a disaster, and obviously they handled it well the last time and Grant Calcaterra got in there. Remember, that was also one of the games where they did struggle with the tush-push. I remember specifically Goedert wasn't there. But Calcaterra did a great job in the receiving game. We'll talk to Sirianni coming up at 8:40 today and, you know, get his sense on Goedert and Devontae.
Every year with Goedert, it's every year.
It could be the year to draft a tight end, meaning next April. It could be.
I hate that discussion.
But every year he misses games. He misses chunks. I hate the way.
It makes me worry. It makes me wonder, how can we really trust to get the full 17 games? We can't. And it's been, man, I wanted to deny that. I wanted to deny that possibility that he was a little bit too flimsy. But man, when he's in there, he's
so flimsy
great.
He plays the game physical.
Like, he got hurt.
I love that part,
but it takes
its toll. Yeah.
Oh, it does.
And we can't count on It feels like every third game, he's banged up or we're missing him or. I would love to have a full Dallas Goedert for a season, and it just doesn't seem like it's happened.
Yeah, no, it's an issue. All right, look, 215-592-9494. Joel is a big issue because he basically never plays. So what a disaster that is. He won't play again tonight. And, you know, we got a Twitter poll wondering whether he even plays 30 games this year. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think Embiid even plays 30 games this season? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. Plus, what has surprised you the most on the Eagles? In a season with a lot of shocks, you know, maybe it's a defense. A lot of answers so far on D, but man, I mean, the way they ended last year, I didn't think they were going to get the train back on the track the way they did. Coach, quarterback, team harmony. Honestly, I didn't see it coming. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gang.
What's up, Mike?
Still reveling in the weekend.
Totally.
So a couple things here. Coming out of the gate, I said this team was going to go 14-3, and it was all because of Saquon. It was a couple things. Saquon, because again, I'm up here. Everybody knew Saquon up here. Everybody up here still knew Saquon had a lot in the tank. So Saquon, offensive line. Two, Jalen, just being Jalen, saying, you know what, I'm being denied. People are going to be doubting me again. I will never bet against somebody with that kind of spirit. Then they came out 2-2, and I was freaking out like everybody else, scorched earth, fire Ned, fire everybody, bring in Belichick. Let's get this thing course corrected. Thank God our front office did not panic. And after the bye, after we were really killing Nick, I said, you know what? I said to myself, maybe they're still a 12-5 team. Because Nick, as he showed a couple of years ago, I wish I could buy a beer for the guy that threw the flower at the Nick's face. Because after that game, Nick was a changed dude. Same thing happened this year. Nick was a changed guy. That all said, nobody saw this. Nobody saw this. Like, the biggest surprise for me, all in all, was not just the defense, but specifically the impact of Crenog and Cooper. Like, two rookies to set the tone of the entire defense. Well, Jalen Carter as well. But the fact that we don't talk about Crenog because they don't throw to Crenog. Okay? So he gets left out of the conversation sometimes, I believe. It's only because he's completely eliminated their best receiver. And Cooper, the defense was struggling. Cooper got better. All of a sudden, the attitude gets elevated. So specifically for me, the impact that those two guys, rookies, have made.
Yeah, no, Mike, it's a good one. All right, Mike, for the Kevin Hart tickets, who's the smartest fictional character ever?
All right, so listen, I am going to the concert. I already got tickets. So I'm going with the smartest man alive, Billy Madison.
You got it, Billy Madison. Mm-hmm. You got it, man. John, that's a genre of movie I still got to see. There's a decent chunk of the Sandler. I saw probably half of the stuff from the 90s. But I'm telling you, 2025 next year, guys, I am going to go wild on the movies. We will create a list.
I can't imagine you.
Because I haven't seen Billy Madison. Haven't seen it.
It
doesn't
Billy
seem like
Madison.
It appeals to now, your sensibilities.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like it or not.
I know. I'm aware. I get it. I'll tell you what I do like a lot. Cooper DeGene and what he's doing. Let's go to last night here on WIP. Players Lounge. Great show. Cooper DeGene, a guest. And he talked about the big hit. The hit, the dump, the whole deal. Here's Cooper last night.
We want to hear how you dumped King Henry on his head yesterday.
So just take us through that play and just what it was like to land that hit on him.
Yeah, it was...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I was just playing my coverage. I wasn't expecting to do the whole, pick him up and put him down thing. I was just trying to run through him. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
I felt it a little bit for sure. But it felt pretty good to make that hit.
Do you feel like a bit of a welcome to the NFL moment? Obviously, you played against some great players. You had that great play against Jamar Chase, but I mean, yesterday, like, I was there in Baltimore. That was quite the atmosphere. It's the Ravens. It's snowing. Playoff implications. Just what was that like for you to play in that type of environment and to make that type of play against some great players?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, just last year I was watching those guys, you know, play on TV, watched them play in college, you know, two Heisman Trophy winners. You know, so it's pretty surreal to be on the same field as them. You know, but I love it. I love the challenge of playing against the best, you know, each and every week. You know, that's why I strive to get to this league, you know, to play against the best in the world.
All right, that's Cooper DeJean last night. Obviously, he has been a tremendous impact rookie. And, John, he now enters for the first time in his existence a Joe Conklin song. Because Billie Jean...
I can't believe this is even happening. This is one of the greatest songs
Billie Jean.
I can ever imagine.
Yep.
And one of the toughest, coolest players that we've encountered.
Mm-hmm.
This is an all-time idea. I can't wait. I can't wait for the execution.
All right, here we go. It's not Billie Jean. It's Cooper DeJean.
Calling his name Cooper DeJean. He's an Eagles green. And every head turned when people scream. He is the one. When he took Henry down to the ground,
he picked up the biggest back in the league and threw him to the ground.
People always told me, you get excited way too much. They'll go around raising Eagles fans' hopes. Sirianni always told me, be careful who you hype. But I have to praise this day, it amazes you and me.
Cooper DeJean is like no other.
He's just a kid who
plays as hard as he can.
But DeJean is just the start.
Quinyon Mitchell, Zach Bond, he's not the only one.
Yes, the kid is having some fun.
Jalen Carter, CJ, GJ, even a punter's a weapon.
More than 40 days, more than 40 nights, Cooper's playing hard. And with Vic Fangio in command,
his schemes and plans,
tackling guys to the floor, flying around. They hit and they stop him again.
So take Nick's strong advice.
On the field you can never be nice.
Don't be nice.
Don't be nice. People always told me not to scream and shout. You're gonna blow your voice box out.
Go for it, Merle.
Sirianni always told me be physical some more. And now I'm definitely sure the birds are gonna soar. Cooper DeJean took down King Henry. Cooper DeJean took down King Henry.
Well done.
Wow.
Mr. Joseph Conklin.
That was amazing.
Mr. Joe Conklin, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
That really was amazing.
Cooper DeJean. I mean, and that's got legs for years.
The scream and shout. You're going to blow your voice box out to Merrill.
It's really good. Hey, congrats to Conklin. We thank Conklin, obviously, for the contribution. Make sure you see Conklin with City Rhythm Orchestra at the, all right, here we go. I got to find a way to say this. Asplund Theater in Westchester, U?
Asplund, yes.
Say it again, Ray?
Yeah, Asplund.
I am impressed.
I believe it's some kind of construction.
You're impressed with yourself?
Well, I mean, John, would you know
it's
how
tough
to say this?
It's tough Asplund.
All right, fine. Asplund it is at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st. Also at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey, Saturday, February 22nd. It's the story of Philly sports through music. Tickets make great holiday gifts. Get them at JoeConklin.com.
And you can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Parks Casino for a special Conklin's Comedy Night Christmas special Thursday, December 5th and Thursday, December 19th. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
All right, Ron Jaworski will join us coming up in a moment. Jaws shortly. Also, reminder, 8 o'clock today, your chance to hear a name that with that name on Friday can win you tickets to the Eagles-Panthers game at the Link.
See a 9th straight win, possibly, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so listen at 8 for that name today and then know that name on Friday. Let's get to Derek in Paoli. Derek, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Yo.
Hi, Derek.
You think Dallas Goedert going to be on the team next year? Because he always hurt, yo.
You know, it's going to be an interesting one.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I feel like it's 50-50. It could be a bring the number down sort of thing. I don't know.
I'm struggling with this one. I didn't expect that it would be this bad again. It just seems like
it's,
man,
like every year he's three games here. Last year it was, yeah, like eight games. Yeah, I don't know.
And,
well, listen.
And when he drops a pass, it does feel like everyone always says, "Oh, there, here we go again."
I don't know about that. I don't feel that way.
I don't feel like that either. When he's out there, he does make plays, but he just ain't out there a lot.
I love him as a player. I don't think he's out there often enough, and I think that we jump down his throat at a moment's notice more than we should. I think we undervalue him to some degree.
Look,
because
I love Goddard.
We haven't been able to depend upon him. Like,
there's been complaints that Jalen doesn't go to him enough.
Well, that, yeah. Yeah,
that's
for
different.
Sure.
I agree with that.
All right, Derek, chemistry.
Yeah, Derek, what do you got on the Sixers?
I was calling John. I'm usually 100 with you, right, because you're a former player and you keep it real. But I feel like with Embiid, man, like to say that he don't want to play and – all that kind of
stuff. I don't
know.
I
just feel like
I don't know.
His knee is done, bro. And they just not telling us what we want to hear. But I just feel like it just takes so much. Like Joe said, this is going to take so much for him to get back to what he was last year. And to be honest, I don't know if he can. And the only thing the Sixers probably did wrong was they read him up with all that money. And he ain't going to give us none of that.
Well, two things, Derek. That I do wonder if they had the wrong approach last year when he got injured and they rushed him back to play in the playoffs.
Rushed him back for the playoffs, yeah. Right? To go out in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why not get the surgery? They got Paul George coming in. They had all these free agents out there. He came
because
back
because he would have missed the playoffs, which was or more important to him than anything else.
Well, Derek, what we don't know is who ultimately made the call. I tend to think Embiid probably did.
It's always Embiid.
I think he's got to be more than them, likely, without us knowing for sure, likely the one to be more critical of with the decision last March or February, whatever it was. But, man, it hurt. All right, Derek, I got to get to Jaws. Give me an answer. Smartest fictional character is who?
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. I like that answer a lot.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.